He will not leave you alone. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you orphans. But he said, I will send the Comforter. I want to encourage you this morning to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Young people, as you're looking into life, thinking, what am I going to do? Who am I going to marry? How's life going to turn out for me? I was there. I was a young girl thinking those very thoughts. And I was encouraged to put my trust in the Lord and to give all to the Lord. I just woke up this morning and the Lord reminded me of something. 40 years ago, maybe today, but this meeting, 40 years ago, the Lord sanctified me here, West Virginia. Amen. He did a work in my heart, and I knew that I could trust in Him to lead me Amen. All the way through. I wanted to live for the Lord the rest of my life. Could I do it? Would it work out? Could I stay faithful? Could He keep me? The answer is yes. Amen. I remember we used to sing this song, This Is Why I Love My Savior. And the last verse is it that says, though all men may look on me with wonder at the change that's taken place, I will walk the downward road no longer. Amen. Praise the Lord for saving grace. And I used to think as a young girl, could I sing that song? And will I, maybe I will choose someday, maybe I would fall and not walk the upward road, but walk the downward road again. Could I really sing that? To say that and mean it? And the enemy would say, you don't mean it. You'll fall someday and you'll walk the downward road again. But you know what? The Lord has kept me. Amen. You can trust the Lord with all your heart, and He will keep you from evil and from falling. There's so many scriptures that we can read about that. But I want to just go a specific direction this morning. I'm a woman. The Lord has given me a burden to speak to women and to teach them and to instruct them as I get grayer hair, get older. I want to do that this morning. I'd like to speak to us to trust the Lord, sisters, to trust Him with your future. To trust Him no matter what happens to you, you can trust God. Amen. You don't have to fear the things that happen in life. You can trust God. Sometimes we do fear. We're tempted to be afraid of the future. That's too heavy a load to carry. You can't handle that load. But you can trust God. You can put yourself in God's hands completely. Amen. Give yourself to Him in full consecration. Give your life to Him. Risk everything for God. He will not fail you. He will come through for you. God will help you. I just want to thank God for that. Let's read in 1 Peter chapter 3. We read this a lot when we're teaching sisters. All of us do. We know that's Peter's message to the sisters. But I want to cite the example that he used and held up before us. He's talking to wives, 1 Peter 3. And he talks about outward adorning and chaste conversation, fear of God, which is a different fear than what I'm speaking about. And it talks about the hidden man of the heart, a meek and quiet spirit. It's the ornament that God cherishes. And he says in verse 5, I've had this really impressed upon my mind lately. For after this manner, in the old time, we're citing history here, proven examples that worked out. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God. So that was on my mind today. Holy women who trusted in God. And I will share that with you, that this is something God is calling us to do today. As we walk in this world, in this time, God is still calling for holy women who trust in God. Amen. God will not fail you. God will lead you through. They trusted in God. They adorned themselves in this hidden man, with this hidden man of the heart, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So here he's calling us to faith and trust in God without fear of what will happen to us. Have you ever noticed this? It's a high calling, it's a challenge, isn't it? To be submissive, to be in subjection, to be a holy woman who trusts in God and who is not afraid with any amazement. I'm going to just cite Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is our faith heroes chapter, is it not? Starting with Enoch and Noah. Starting with Abel and Enoch and Noah. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then in verse 11, we have the first woman in the list. It says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Through faith. How important was it to Sarah? It was important to end the years of infertility. It was important that she believed God's promise and knew that God was going to help her and answer her requests. Sarah herself, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful that promised. Sarah herself. Who was Sarah? She was Abram's wife. Before Abram's name was changed, Sarah was called Sarai. Her name meant bossy. It did. It meant domineering, Sarai. And her name was changed through her encounters by faith in God, with God. He changed her name to Sarah, which means princess. Faith did a lot for Sarah, gained her the son of promise. And then her faith was tested, was it not? Her faith was tested. We don't know how much she knew as Abraham, as he took out with their son, the son of promise, the son God had given her, as he took out with him and went up the mountain. What was Sarah doing? I believe Sarah was on her knees. I believe she was praying. I don't believe she was saying, "What? You're crazy." No, she allowed him. She let him go. She watched her son walk away. Did she know what he was up to? What God had called him to do? If they were a close couple, yes, she did. I believe she did. That's what it means to be afraid without any amazement, or not afraid without any amazement. She had every right to be, humanly speaking. She had a right to say, "You're not going up there with my boy. You're not going. I won't let you." But she stayed at home, and Abraham went and did what God had told him to do, what he believed God had told him to do, and she believed it too. And Abraham believed that he would go and offer the son and actually take his life, as he believed God had asked him to do that. But Abram's faith took in that he would do that and God would raise him up. That's why he went with confidence. He believed God. He believed God would raise that boy up, young man, and that they would come back to meet the young men who went with them together. And so he went. Isaac also was full of faith. He believed that as a type of Christ, he would give his life and God would raise him up again. They were full of faith. They did not fail, and they believed in a God who will not fail. They believed in a God who raises the dead. Sometimes that's the limit for us, death. But it was not the limit for them. They believed in God that he would bring them out victorious, that he would provide, that he would supply. They believed in Jehovah Jireh. God would see to it. He would see to it that they came back, all of them, alive. Thank God. So I recommend Sarah to you, to us today as sisters, that the Lord would help us to be daughters of Sarah in our faith and in our dependence on God, that we will not falter, that we will believe God. God is going to help me. He's going to keep me alive. Remember the time that all of their lives were threatened, as Abram had feared and told an untruth about his wife, said she was his sister, was a half-truth. They could have all been killed by the king who took Sarah into his harem. Oh, Lord, help us. What does this mean to be afraid, not afraid with any amazement? Lord, will I be killed? Will I be left alone? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me, Lord? And the Lord says, I will take care of you. Do we believe God will take care of us? That he will take care of us no matter what? Thank God. Again, she could have said, man, you're crazy. We can't do this. This is not right. You really did. God didn't really talk to you. In that time, we know that he was weak in his faith, and she didn't weaken. She obeyed, and she didn't weaken. It's a challenge to me to be her daughter. You know, Abraham had a faith in God that, well, the scripture says that he counted those things which be not as though they were. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Where is that? Romans or Galatians? I cannot always remember. Yes, he against hope believed in hope, being not weak in his faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is Romans 4:17. He says, I've made thee a father of many nations. So those who believe are children of Abraham. Abraham is our father of faith. But Sarah, us as sisters, she is our mother of faith. Let us have faith in God that he will lead our companion and that he will keep us safe from harm and danger. Abraham was cited by Jesus as he talked about Zacchaeus. You remember that? Zacchaeus stood before Christ and he gave up what he had gained in life and said, I'll give it back 4 times what I have taken. I'll give it back four times over. And Jesus said, well, he's a son of Abraham. Because of his faith and dependence on God to take care of him, even though he would lose his fortune, he was called son of Abraham. So Sarah also is mother of us. She was also a type of the church. It says, Jerusalem, which is from above, the people of promise, of faith. Jerusalem is the mother of us all. But it compared her to Hagar, who was not the mother of promise, but Jerusalem and Sarah are likened in the same allegory there, that they look forward or point forward to us who are of faith. That's interesting. I like thinking about it. I'd like to understand more deeply about it. But today I want to encourage you, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him or discover him in all your ways. He's acquainted with all your ways. He knows us. There's not a word in our mouth but what he knows it all together, and he understands our thoughts afar off. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. What a wonderful trust we can have in one who knows us so well. Lord, you know my tastes, my desires, my needs, my preferences. Lord, you know me. You can help me. You can supply for me. You can do for me what no one else can do. We can trust in the Lord. We can depend on him. He will not fail you. He will take care of you. Is your husband afflicted? Is he dying? The Lord can help us. When we face those times, the Lord can be right there to take away that craven fear, that fear that is terrified. The Lord will be right there to give you calm, to make heaven come down in your home. The Lord can do that, to give you a peace that passes understanding. It's not sensible to have peace when that time is so near, but God can give us peace. I thank God this morning for the one that we can trust. You can trust the one who died for you. Amen. Pray for me.